Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, Florida woman is going to spend a year on probation for a cyber-stalking charge for being a crazy AB. She is former Democratic congressional candidate Rebecca Jones. She's going to serve a year probation. She's pled no contest to a cyber-stalking charge Wednesday, stemming from a 2019 criminal investigation where a man allegedly accused her of posting naked pictures of him online. She was defeated by Congressman Matt Gaetz in the election. She was arrested and charged with cyber-stalking back in 2019. She posted revenge porn of this guy. She said she was claiming that he was the father of her kid, apparently, according to this warrant, this affidavit. She posted nude pictures of him on his employer's Instagram. She shared them with all his family and friends. She also posted the 68-page narrative online about her private relationship with this guy. I think this is the guy that she was on Twitter about, claiming raped her and all this stuff. I mean, what? She's nuts. She is absolutely psychotic. So now she has to serve a year probation for the cyber-stalking charge. Now, you might remember her because she is already serving, she's on probation for cybersecurity charges. She modified the Florida Department of Health's computer system during coronavirus, the pandemic, because she didn't like DeSantis. So Rebecca Jones, more charges, more convictions. Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand in hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This striker fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel, you could say mini, but mighty. The double-stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. This situation that I saw, I got, because you guys know I play video games. I disagree with the comments that video games make you violent, because they absolutely do not. I have played video games since there was a Nintendo. We were too poor to have I can't even think of the name of the first one. You could play Atari, yeah. We were too poor for Atari. I was kind of young, so I sat there and I watched all my cousins play. Like the E.T., which I cried at the end. I cried at the end of that game. The only time I ever cried in front of my family, I think. And I was like so sad. I was four or five. I don't know. Don't judge. Anyway, but I remember feeling really sad about that game. And then what was the Q-Bert, right?
Yeah.
Q-Bert was really cool. Anyway, so we were too poor for that. And then I did finally get a Nintendo one day, and it was do you remember the original one they gave it to you? It was Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt.
Yes.
It was a 2-for-1.
Yep.
And we would make fun of kids. Like, we talk about kids now spending days on video games. Do you know how many hours of my life I have spent trying to get him to make the stupid jump on the lava level where they have all the different, it's kind of hard to criticize that. Anyway, point being is that I've played games for a long time. I'm a casual gamer. Like I casually play. I don't even know if I'd call myself a gamer, but I do enjoy. Like my son got me into Warhammer Vermintide, and we play Call of Duty, and I played Mortal Kombat literally until I went to the hospital to give birth. I legit did. Like I was like waiting for my contractions as timing them out, and you know, I was like winning, you know, and then I went and had a baby. But I've always played. Introduced my kids to games. I used to help them get past levels, then they had to help me. Torch has been passed. So I just, you know how comedy has always sort of been one of, I guess, one of the last refuges of, like the last refuge of just not everything being politicized. And now that's changed. Well, so is gaming. Gaming was a place where people could go to just get away and have fun and, you know, and and play different scenarios, play different games. And now everything's politicized. And some of it, I think, has to do, like Tencent got involved, Activision Blizzard, you know, all this. Everybody knows Call of Duty. So I played a lot of Call of Duty. And I like FPS. Those are my favorite. But I played a lot of Call of Duty. And I will not get Modern Warfare, I didn't like. I know a lot of people said the original one was really good. And I was like, eh, it's all right. It's good. Modern Warfare 2 is heinous. It's bad. So Call of Duty really probably should have focused on making it not suck instead of doing what they did. So there's this guy, he's on Twitter called Nick Merckx. You need to care about this, even if you're not into games, your grandkids are, your kids are. So bear with me, and you need to care. Again, culture, politics are downstream from it. So this guy was talking about the fight that we all saw on video between parents and Antifa activists outside this Glendale school in California. This Glendale school was trying to incorporate DEI, CRT, Marxist teachings into the classroom. And these parents, predominantly Armenians, were protesting. And that's when you had all these white progressives, particularly some of these blonde-haired, blue-eyed ladies out there in California, that decided to lecture these Armenians, telling them they don't understand. I mean, we played some, there's video of it. She was lecturing them saying, you don't understand suppression. And I'm like, oh my gosh, do you not understand history? Anyway, this one guy, Nick Merckx, he is a gamer. He plays, and he said they should leave the little children alone. That's the real issue. And I don't see necessarily what's so bad about that. There's nothing bad about that. What did he say that's wrong?
Not a thing.
I mean, there is not a thing. When you look at it, everyone's like, oh my gosh, he said something homophobic and all of this. It's so stupid. This is all so dumb. That's not homophobic. He literally was just talking about the kids. And I tweeted out a screenshot of his actual remark, and that's all he said. I mean, I read it. That's all he said. So he's on Twitch and he, you know, had a deal with Call of Duty. You could get his pack, like his skin, and basically you can make your avatar look person who's playing on the screen. You could make it look like certain things, certain people, etc. So it was a Nick Merckx bundle from the Warzone and Modern Warfare 2. And so they took it off. They deleted it. And what they had said, and I'm pulling this up, this is wild. What they had said was that, and this was the official Call of Duty site on Twitter, due to recent events, we've removed the Nick Merckx operator bundle from the Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone store. We're focused on celebrating pride with our employees and our community. Wait a minute. What does that have to do with what he said? They didn't, and up until the point, they just removed it and they didn't say anything until people started talking about it. All he said, and again, was, quote, they should leave the little children alone. That's the real issue. So they said, we're focused on celebrating pride with our employees. What the hell does that have to do with what he said? He's talking about grooming and pedophiles. What is your deal? That's all he said. I mean, I guess what, to celebrate pride, it requires including children into it? You have to sexualize kids to celebrate pride? Is that Call of Duty's point? Is that Activision's position? Golly. You know what? They should have focused on making Modern Warfare 2 not suck instead of this. See, I have no interest in playing Call of Duty again. I'm done with Activision, I think, at this point. I'm so done. I'm just done with all of this. And you get all these, and I know that Tencent and Activision's and Blizzard, all that, the relationship is like that. Like they did the Call of Duty Mobile, but there's like certain titles that they don't have involvement in. Everything's fungible at some point, guys. So Tencent's getting, if you don't know what Tencent is, Tencent is the CCP owned entertainment production entity. Tencent was the big company that was involved in the Top Gun sequel. And when they were going to put the Taiwanese flag on the back of Maverick's jacket, it was China and Tencent that lost their minds over it. And then they pulled that patch off the jacket And then after outcry here, and then they came to their senses and they put it back on. Tencent pulled out and they banned it in China. They did not make it past the Chinese censors, so they did not have a Chinese opening. Tencent is involved in everything. Everything. So, I don't know. I mean, between this and the Minecraft stuff, banning guns on custom servers, I'm just saying, gaming's going woke. And gaming was one of the last places where actual independent and conservative individuals, a lot of people look at them like they're nerds or something. You'd fall over if you realize how many people play games. And I get ticked off when people are like, oh, people who play games are violent. I've played games, again, like I said, for decades. Do I seem violent to you? Shut up. You know what I mean? I don't. It's just fun. Golly, people are going to be violent. Using video games and saying that they make people violent is like saying having a gun makes you a killer. It's the same logic. You're just switching out variables. Don't use gun grabber arguments. But that was one of the last places. And I really wish that Republicans and conservatives need to do more outreach in that. Honestly, if they were smart, hell, you ought to be in game lobbies registering people to vote. If you were smart, you would be. Just saying.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I got a couple of things here. First off, a woman glued her eyes shut because she mistook nail glue for eye drops. How do you do that? She gave her daughter a manicure and left the glue bottle. It was identical in size and color to the eye drops on the same dresser. She glued her damn eyes shut. She put it up on TikTok, too. I don't do TikTok, but apparently that's where she glued her eyes shut. How do you? Oh my gosh. I just don't know how you're keeping your eye drops like right next to that. That makes my eyes water thinking about it. Like, what is the matter with you? What? I don't understand. Let's see here. Oh my gosh. This is from The Sun. Oh, this is horrible. A self-driving taxi. It killed a dog. It killed a small dog in San Francisco. The self-driving Waymo vehicle struck and killed a small dog in San Francisco. I'm surprised that the homeless with the needles and feces didn't get him first. They said that the driverless company, they said that, sometimes they said it was an act. They said the accident was unavoidable. And apparently those accidents like that have tripled, the Waymo thing. I don't know. They said that it contained a human safety operator. You mean a driver behind the wheel? This human safety driver didn't recognize the dog, but the Jaguar's autonomous system did. But they said the speed and path made the accident unavoidable. No, you killed it. They're killing our dogs first. This Waymo taxi is the vehicular equivalent of the ATF. Anyway, it's a true story. I got a couple of other headlines that I didn't get to from our last thing as well. Taurine levels. You know what taurine is, right, Kane? Taurine, yeah. Higher taurine levels apparently help slow aging in animals, according to new research. Oh, that's great. Good for the animals. They said that the nutrient-rich... they said that scientists report that increasing the nutrient found in protein-rich foods may slow the aging process and lead to longer, healthier lives in animals and maybe humans, too. Maybe. Let's see. Also, a runner was hospitalized after being attacked by cows. This is in runner's world. On a Colorado trail, aggressive cattle have been charging runners on popular paths. They said that runners are having a hard time steering clear of aggressive cattle on the Meadowlark Trail near Superior, Colorado. A runner was attacked by a smaller herd Tuesday morning, according to the Times Call. Rangers responded in about 15 minutes, but they said, yeah, they're very, very aggressive. There are some, if there's a bull out there, yeah. So, goodness. It's kind of funny, though, when you think about it. So, coming up, a friend of mine has a new book out. He's the one who stopped the killer in Sutherland Springs, and he's going to join us to talk about it. Stick with us. This Korean spa, traditional spa in Washington. And you had a Seattle District Court judge, Barbara Jacobs Rothstein. She held up this discrimination ruling. The spa is called Olympus Spa. A man who identifies as a woman and who's super abusive to women. He uses sexist slurs like TERF and says that he's more women than women are. Good heavens. He wanted to go in the women's only spa and get naked in front of everybody. And when the spa would not allow him because they are a strict women's only spa, he took him to court. And this nutty judge said, okay. Now, the crazy thing is the spa's like, well, if you identify as a woman and you've had the sex reassignment surgery, we will admit you, but you have to have had the surgery first. And the spa's been there for 20 years. Myeongwoon Lee sued to reverse the decision, saying that it defied their religious values and put clientele at risk. And Lee has owned the shop for 20 years. And he said he's worried about losing female customers, especially young ones, and that being exposed, because there are minors that are there also, to male genitalia could subject the spa to criminal penalties, which it could. If this dude, if this man who identifies as a woman, were to go out in public and expose himself, Haven Wilvich is his name. I mean, that's a indecency charge. And if there's minors present, that's another additional charge. So you being at the spa, you're actually exposing that business to liability. They have every right. And plus, you know what? You have the right of association. And part of the right of association is right of disassociation. So they sued to reverse this. And there's one regular customer that backs the suit. And they agreed with what the owner was saying, that the discrimination policy, they have to have men in women's rooms. And it makes their clientele incredibly uncomfortable. And the customers, one spoke out and said that the customers don't want to be in the rooms with men. So the Olympus Spa has 30 days to file an amended complaint to dismiss the lawsuit and overturn the ruling. So we'll see. But and Village, this trans activist is an activist. They are, I mean, this dude focuses on trans healthcare disparities. And he has been a dude since he was in his 20s. He's been a dude all his life. He didn't start identifying as a woman until he was in his 20s. So he's gone through puberty as a male. He's gone through everything as a male. And he scrubbed his social media. That's abusive. I think that some of these activists, when they purposely target women's only areas, I think they do it on purpose to be as absolutely abusive as they can be. I think it's a move of abuse. They'll destroy you in order to push their agenda, because their agenda is more important than women's safety. Absolutely. That's incredibly sad, though. And it's that spa, the Olympus Spa in Washington. It's Washington. Ugh. Washington State, such a beautiful state, but man, it's so left. It's so left. Now, a couple of other items here. I want to make sure that I have a long list today, a long list of things, and I want to make sure we get to all of it. There was I don't get on TikTok. I don't pay attention to TikTok because it's annoying. So this progressive woman went viral. She was complaining about her dating life. And she's a self-professed, quote unquote, liberal, but not like the Tocqueville version, not a classical liberal. She's a commie progressive, basically. And she has posts where she regularly talks about how she wants a progressive man to date. And she was complaining because she said that the only masculine and chivalrous men she could find were conservative. And she was complaining. She said it was one of the saddest realizations that I suddenly had. And she said that she can't find a progressive man who's masculine and chivalrous. Wow, maybe it's because it has to do with the nature of,
Nobody can find that.
Yeah, nobody can find that because, I'm sorry, if you're a commie progressive, it's not, that doesn't exist. I've never met a progressive man who was, ever. Ever in my entire life, I've never met one. No, I haven't, because they don't exist. Because it's antithetical to the nature of their Marxism, is why. And she, I mean, can you imagine complaining? It's my saddest realization. Imagine complaining about that. Like, the self-awareness is nil. Doesn't exist. It's just wild. And she said that she was upset because the progressive guys that she has dated do not want to play the more traditional masculine role in the relationship. Like, they want to split the bill on the first date. Isn't that, can I be real? You bitches wanted this.
Yeah.
What'd you think was going to happen? Y'all made a big deal when I was growing up. Second wave and beginning third wave feminism. That's all y'all wanted to do. Y'all were upset if men held the door open for you. Y'all were upset if men offered to pay the bill. Y'all were upset over every single thing. Your lives were so vapid and empty that you seized upon any kind of considerate action as a slight. And you exaggerated it to the point of total hyperbole. And you victimized yourself because it got you attention. Oh, I'm so victimized. He opened the door for me. I'm so victimized. He offered to pay the bill. I'm so victimized. Oh, my gosh. I heard this nonstop in high school and college. Nonstop. That's what they wanted. And now you got it. And now you realize that you don't like it. I mean, I'm all for people growing up and... But then she says stupid stuff like this. She's like, I have so much more to offer besides being confined, you know, to the home as like a traditional wife and all this. Like these, this is stuff she said. I actually, if you say statements like that, you're not good enough to stay home and be a traditional wife. You're not. So don't make a man suffer because you're too insecure about how society perceives you and you're more fixated on that than you are creating a happy home for yourself and your children. It's an uncomfortable truth, but it needs to be said. I mean, the absolute lack of self-awareness for some of these broads. You wanted it. Congrats, you got it. Now revel in your success.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.